This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryzdov. British Prime Minister Theresa May has two political fights on her hands, one expected to be a good deal easier than the other. She's called a special election for early June, looking for a fresh mandate as she heads into Brexit negotiations. She's up 20 points in some polls over the opposition Labour Party. But there endeth the easy part. Talks with the soon-to-be 27 remaining member states of the European Union are going to last as long as 2 years and will be some very rough economic sledding. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
Launching her campaign outside No. 10 Downing Street, Prime Minister May said she called the election to strengthen her hand in the Brexit talks.
I say it is necessary to secure the strong and stable leadership the country needs to see us through Brexit and beyond.
Her critics here at Westminster suspect a more cynical motivation. Tom Baldwin is a former strategist for the opposition Labour Party. He says May wants to lock in another term before the horrible truth about Brexit begins to dawn.
She knows Brexit is going to be a disaster. She knows it's not going to be a land of milk and honey. And so she's cutting and running before the reality bites for Brexit.
It's already clear that Brexit is not going to be a cakewalk. In Brussels this week, one news report suggested that Britain's bill for leaving the EU would top $100 billion. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, the bloc's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, wouldn't confirm that figure, but he was not about to reassure Britain either.
Some have created the illusion that Brexit can be concluded quickly and painlessly. This is not the case.
Off the record, EU officials have been much ruder. They've called Theresa May deluded and living in a different galaxy because apparently she said that Britain shouldn't pay a penny to leave the club. At a news conference on the campaign trail, May reacted.
I'm not in a different galaxy, but I think what this shows is that there are going to be times when these negotiations are going to be tough. And that's why you need strong and stable leadership in order to get the best deal for Britain.
And that, she says, is why she needs to win big in the election. But some close observers of the EU say that wouldn't strengthen her hand over Brexit. John Springford of the Centre for European Reform.
I think that a much bigger majority for Theresa May is unlikely to change anything about the rest of the EU's negotiating stance.
Maintaining free trade between Britain and the EU after Brexit could be mutually beneficial. But Yanis Varoufakis, the former Greek finance minister and veteran of many bruising encounters with EU officials and politicians, doesn't think it's going to happen.
You know, the powers that be in Brussels, their greatest nightmare is a mutually advantageous agreement with Britain.
Because he says it might encourage other member states to head for the exit. The UK must suffer, even though it's one of the best export markets for the rest of the EU.
They're perfectly capable of inflicting major damage upon Britain and upon themselves.
In the general election on June the 8th, Prime Minister May seems set for an easy victory as tough-talking Theresa. But as for the Brexit talks, due to start soon thereafter, John Springford is very pessimistic.
You think it is perfectly possible then that these talks could collapse?
I think it's perfectly possible. There's a 50-50 chance that the whole thing collapses.
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.